Our plans started just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Lowcountry Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till 3, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
Clemson's going to the Elite Eight!
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall!
Doesn't have the accuracy.
It's
a 56-yard field goal to send Clemson to the playoffs.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Thursday, January 8th, 2026. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead. We are live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to get in on the various topics that we have coming your way today. Brian Edwards at 145 with winners from the big postseason football games coming up this weekend in all varieties, shapes, sizes, and stadiums. We'll have that for you. We're going to talk some playoff today. We've talked a lot of portal, and trust me, there's more to say about that. We're going to talk some hoops today. It's going to be a lot of fun, and excited to do it with you. Ben Milstead, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Mr. Quack. I am fine. Fine like wine.
Oh, that's great.
I am good today, man. How are you?
I'm good. I got no complaints whatsoever. No complaints today.
Yeah, it's for much of the world, we're getting used to this 5-day work week again. So on day 4, we're almost there, people. Almost there.
It's like couch to 5K for your work week, where you get to now and you're like, whew.
Pace yourself,
man. 4 whole days having to like get up and shave, what are we doing here?
All good. We've made it to Thursday. You've got college football on tonight. You've got great football on for the next 5 nights between the college and the pros.
I'm excited.
It's a pretty good stretch of stuff going on here. And by the way, there's great basketball being played everywhere.
And then Little John tonight, there's another big one. Good crowd last night. Got a lot to say about the SMU game. Good crowd last night. Expecting a good crowd tonight for Sean Poppy's Tigers. Listen, I'm the radio guy, okay? I think we're going to win every game for the most part. Like South Carolina, nah, we're just here for a good time. But for the most part, like, you can see a path to victory, and my job is to make you feel like there's a chance, okay? That's my job, and so logically, sometimes I'm not feeling it, but I can see it.
tonight I kind of feel it. One of NC State's starting guards is out. She is a very good player that I've very much liked when she was a freshman last year. And NC State, even though they've won, I think they've won five or six in a row, they are gettable. Clemson's playing better. Great opportunity to come support Sean Poppy's Tigers in Little John tonight. 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock tip. It's a second straight non-traditional start time. Ben Milstead, I want to start with it. I want to jump right in. We have so much to do today. I want to jump right in to some basketball commentary because I was so pleased by not just numerically how many individual bodies were in Little John Coliseum last night, but there is a tendency, even for an ACC opponent, even for a ranked opponent, even for a quad one opponent that SMU was last night, if it's not Duke or North Carolina, where they have brought some fans to the party, that the energy level is still sort of meh for a 9 o'clock game from the non-students. And Ben, the buzz in Little John last night, when the ball was tipped, even like 20, 30 minutes before the game, it felt like a big basketball game. Props to the Clemson people. 9 o'clock tips are not easy. They are not easy because I know people have to drive. People don't just live up the street. You got to drive a little bit and you got to get home. Like a lot of y'all may be feeling it this morning. You feel like you're hungover a little bit. Listen, I'm about to caffeinate during the first break, okay? We're going to caffeinate all day long in my house. But, man, it felt like a big game last night and it delivered and I just thought it's a great opportunity. You always say I don't worry about the crowds anymore. I didn't worry. The number of people was about what I thought, but the energy level, I thought Clemson fans and students met the moment, and I thought the team met the moment. It was a great experience last night.
You said it felt like a big game. That's because it was a big game.
Yes.
And the students were back. I believe they had overflow crowd for the students. My son came in much later to the arena than I did, and he said there were students lined up everywhere, and I looked at this section and it was already full. I mean, it was already to the rafters, so that was good to see. I really don't worry that much about it anymore. If you win here, the fans will come, and it's well documented the challenges to getting geographically to Clemson to begin with when you live in the area. It's a long way for a lot of people, and then getting home late, but it's one night, and there's a whole lot of people there. A lot of people got home late last night, but it's one night. And you saw a great basketball game. Clemson never trailed in the game, but the game was also never not uncomfortable,
Yeah.
So it was very entertaining. You saw good basketball. You saw some bad shooting early on, but it was bad shooting combined with what I would consider great defense on the Clemson part. And again, just a good basketball game.
We were talking off the air yesterday about the total, and the total in the game was like 150.5. It actually, at tip-off, was 147.5, so more people were thinking like me than like you. And we didn't talk about it on air at all, but I was like, oh, man, that seems a little high. And you were like, oh, man, let's go over that. I feel like we were both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because, on the one hand, I think the game was played to Clemson's standard. And I actually talked to one of the coaches about this after the game, that last year the Clemson-SMU game was the two games – averaged 63.5 possessions. And SMU is a high possession team. They play about 70 possessions a game. Clemson's at about 66 possessions a game this year. Last night's basketball game between SMU and Clemson had 66 possessions in it. So it was more of Clemson's style of game. It was an under game, but it was an under game that was it featured a ton of free throws. So, like, in my opinion, that's where I was right, that it was played at a tempo that would be a little bit lower scoring that Clemson would be comfortable with. Where I was wrong and where you were right, Ben, is that I don't think anybody could have predicted the way Clemson would have guarded in the first 20 minutes of basketball. Brad Brownell said it's as good as you can, as we could play defensively in the first 20 minutes, and I agree. I have no notes in the first 20 minutes of defense, and I have very few notes in the second 20 minutes of defense, because there was a stretch in the game. Clemson had won the game because SMU was 12 for 39 from the floor. And then all of a sudden, they started making shots. They made six shots in a row at that point. Clemson dominated defensively for probably 37 of the 40 minutes. They dominated SMU defensively, a team that had just dropped 97 on North Carolina and routinely has had 50-point halves this year.
Yeah, held them to 25 in the first half, and they did an excellent job, I thought, on Boopy Miller. And folks see how good he is now. I mean, like, if you had not seen him in person and were there last night, now you know. We've been talking about him a long time. And I mean, Justin Porter on the offensive end, not his best night. I think it was far and away the best defensive night he's ever had.
Might have been
one of the better individual defensive performances of the year. He was gassed. Dylan Hunter was gassed multiple times because they fought over top of screens so many times. And, you know, and Miller, the funny thing is, Miller ends up with 23 points. 11 of those were from the foul line. But it kind of felt like a quiet game for him until
the
end.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't feel like a factor, yet he scores 23 points. And you see what – I mean, again, he is just capable of any time you need a basket, getting one, even though he's, you know, 5'4". I don't know.
Let me tell you something. He is incredibly crafty. And I think Justin Porter listens to the show because he for sure took it personally that you said it was going to be big for Ace Buckner to guard Boopy, and I said it was going to be big for Dylan Hunter to guard Boopy, and neither one of us mentioned Justin Porter. Well, and I think we had our reasons for that, but he – whenever he could take the ball away from Boopy Miller or get a deflection on a pass from or to Miller, he was particularly animated. You could tell that was a personal matchup for him, I thought.
I did think he would start the game like he has been and he would be on him to begin with. They did try to use Ace Buckner on him. Ace got in foul trouble kind of early and, you know. And then, but Porter was just playing so well that you didn't have to go to him all that much. But, really good game. You know, the big Yigatolu.
That's my guy.
You can have him. I mean, you can have him. I told he
14 and 11.
But shouldn't he be so much better than that?
Yes. He should.
He just does it in spurts. And you know, they came out the second half. Went straight to him, two straight possessions for layups. And then they go away from it for some reason.
I was worried. When they threw it into him and he got deep position those first two possessions of the second half, I told one of the coaches this last night. I said, oh, Lord, they're going to feed him. And they didn't. You're right. They totally – they scored 4 points like that. First minute of the second half, they scored 4 points. And then he didn't touch it for 4 or 5 minutes.
That has been a – hallmark of Andy Enfield coaching.
You know what? It is. You know what also? I got thoughts on him, too. There were two things that stood out to me last night. The first thing was how non-traditional Clemson was getting its points in the first half. Mm-hmm. Like, if you looked at the box score, you would go, okay, you've held SMU to 25. They are going to score. Brad Brownell even said that. He's like, I was actually a little bit nervous at times because I thought, okay, like they're not scoring 50. So they're going to score. We have to keep scoring. And he said he kind of wanted his team to push the tempo a little bit more because he felt like we might have to score 80 points to win, when the game tipped off. And they didn't shoot it great even in the second half, and they still scored 70 because they made every single free throw. The second thing is, I felt like SMU made a smart decision in the second half that basically, if you're going to have Yigatolu just camping, because he was not stepping out to three-point shooters. When he was in the game, he was no higher than the foul line. So you're not really worried about back cuts. They were very aggressive, like Roy Williams, North Carolina aggressive on the wings. And I thought it slowed Clemson's ability to get into its offense some. I thought Clemson got good shots throughout the game. But I did think that was a smart adjustment that SMU made in the second half that made Clemson a little less capable. It felt like in the first half, they weren't making them all, but Clemson got rhythm threes like the whole first half. And they were moving the ball, reversing very easily. They expanded their pressure way out on Clemson's guards. And like I say, that puts you susceptible to back cuts unless you have a five that's not guarding the five out there. And so I felt like they used the fact that Igotolu can't guard away from the basket actually to their advantage in the second half. And I think they got a couple stops because Clemson, it was a little bit harder for Clemson to get into their stuff. On the one hand, in the box score in the first half, you could look and say, well, Boopy Miller hadn't gotten going yet. Boopy's going to score some, and he did. On the other hand, look at who was scoring for Clemson in the first half. It was Jake Wallin. It was Chase Thompson. Like, it was...
Those couple of minutes, that 3 or 4 minute stretch there with Chase Thompson and that group was in, the score was 13-13 when they came into the game. And if you're Brad Brownell, you're thinking, okay, I need to steal about 2 minutes here. This is going to be my just... My word, certainly not his. Don't screw it up. lineup, okay?
With Thomas in there too, yeah. Yes.
And you're trying to get to the next TV timeout, and then Chase Thompson happens, and they actually extended the lead right there. I mean, it was tied, and then I think they extended by like 7 points with that group in there. That was a sort of a game defining little stretch of minutes there, and we always focus on the end of the game. I kind of felt like that set up the rest of the game early on.
I agree with that 100%. We'll talk about this more on the other side. Ton of text coming in. We've also got some we got some breaking news in the portal as well.
Yeah.
Transfer portal.
Got us. Big news in the portal.
And you know what? It's significant, too, for a reason that people need to know when we come back. Whether it's true or not, people need to know about London Merritt. We'll talk about it on the other side. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for a reason. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it. But a faulty gas furnace can leak it into your home. That's why a gas furnace inspection from Blue Ridge Heating and Air really matters. As an Armstrong Air preferred dealer, their certified technicians check for hidden dangers like cracked heat exchangers and blocked vents before they turn serious. For year-round peace of mind and efficiency, choose Blue Ridge Heating and Air's comfort maintenance plan. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well-trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Having a life scholarship and being able to afford to go to college made me feel inspired to go.
When I got a life scholarship,
It was such a relief.
I knew that I wanted to have an impact. Having a life scholarship through the SC Education Lottery was huge. It gave me the opportunity to make that impact right here at home.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Stiff joints, achy knees, hands that won't cooperate, or reaching for pain pills too often throughout your day? If arthritis pain is slowing you down, OrthoLaser Spartanburg can help. Their advanced laser therapy is non-invasive, drug-free, and targets pain at the source, helping you move easier. Imagine a life without arthritis holding you back. No drugs, no needles, no downtime, and a life without arthritis pain. Call OrthoLaser today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
Hi, I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injections 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. Matt and the Big Brown Truck asked, was DJ Lagway sitting with Dabo last night?
Oh, boy.
Be honest, okay? How many of you that went to the game, I want you to be honest, how many of you checked to see if Dabo was sitting beside somebody at the game last night? Dabo wasn't there last night. But
I was going to say.
No, he wasn't. But how many people checked just to see and were hoping it was Lagway?
Better question, how many of y'all are falling for wannabe reporter whatever on Twitter because their handle says senior writer, some vague reference to sports agent, but then never gives a name or any kind of links. But they say that something's happened, and you believe it, hook, line, and sinker. Man, those people, oh, don't think I'm not bookmarking right now.
I love, this is my favorite thing.
I mean, the dude claims he's at lunch with Lagway yesterday in Clemson.
With no pictures.
And then another giving flight information from Oconee to Dallas. Quack. Where's Baylor located?
Not
Dallas. Is it
Dallas,
Dallas or
it
Waco?
I mean, look, SMU easily confused with Baylor. I mean, Texas school, what are you going to do?
Come on, people.
Ben is actually doing a great job of segueing us into people trust a lot of people with their weight loss that just don't have a clue. They just don't. You're trusting people who sound like, just because you have DR period in front of your name, you sound like you're giving good stuff out, but in reality, it's not the case. And there are a lot of people who have trusted these people, and they've tried these other things, and they don't work. And they don't work, or they work for a time, and then you fall off, or they work for a time, and then you get off the pill, or they work for a time, and then the shot wears off, or whatever the case. With Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team of PhD weight loss, I can promise you, and many people in our audience can promise you, they can fix your weight loss issues. Listen, people have tried, and you think, I don't have enough willpower, I don't have enough this or that. The reality is it's just your body that's holding you back, and they can fix your body so that your body burns what needs to burn more quickly. If you want to understand why your body isn't cooperating, call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year's special. It's tremendous. Free, personalized, could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900.
Quack, we told you before the break that we had news out of the
transfer portal.
And that is that Clemson has another defensive commit. And this one is interesting, okay? Because they have got a commit from London Merritt, who is an edge type player. He will play defensive end in Clemson's scheme. 6'3", 250 from Colorado. Now, this is interesting for two reasons to me. One is because this was not a cheap acquisition. London Merritt's recruiting took some turns, shall we say. If you follow recruiting, that you understand. Clemson offered him. He's from College Park, Georgia. I think Woodyard High School, if I remember right. And his recruitment took some turns. He ended up at IMG. Where IMG is OMG, stop recruiting that guy if you're Clemson. Because of what happened with the Brent Venables saga. If you recall, everybody stayed except Jaron Kanak, the best tight end that Clemson ever recruited as a linebacker. He ended up going with Brent Venables. He was from there. I think that was fine. But it was the three IMG recruits that decommitted from Clemson and were basically being tampered with, is the way that Clemson would frame it. So IMG was a no-fly zone for Clemson for a while, and so Merritt ends up there. And he ends up very quickly and sort of abruptly committing to Colorado. Bags. Like, you know what this is about. So that's the first thing. Like, London Merritt's not cheap. All-America, freshman All-America type season. Twitchy, very good player. Four-star recruit, again, with multiple years. Now, Clemson, listen, when we talk about guys with multiple years, I'm not naive enough to think that some of these guys might not come in and be like, yeah, I'm out. And so they leave after a year and then you're stuck. But ideally, you've got 2 to 3 years with this guy. So that's the first reason, that this is dropping a bag. Like, some of these are sort of trying to find value, leaning on relationships, whatever. And relationships probably mattered here with Merritt, but the reality is this recruitment was not cheap. The second reason I love it, Ben, is that when I'm framing the targets for the caliber and sometimes the archetype or the prototype for some of these portal acquisitions, threading the needle is a little bit tricky. Like in this instance at defensive end, I feel like it needs to be sort of a co-starter that can be alongside Jaheim Lawson, because I think that Will Hill and Jaheim Lawson are both starting caliber. And I think Chris Rump believes that, and I think Dabo Swinney believes that. So what you've done is you've basically given yourself a third starter at defensive end, where you're not having to, as I've talked about it, hope is not a strategy, hope that Ari Watford, that the light comes on, hope that Darian Mayo, the light comes on in year three. It very well could happen for those guys. But if somebody gets hurt in your defensive end room, now you've got a third option that can obviously slide in and start. And it could be a situation where Jaheim Lawson starts half the games and London Merritt starts half the games. I actually think that would be a best-case scenario, because that tells you once again that you have three starting quality defensive ends. So that's the other one. Like, you didn't want to bring in some guy that was obviously unequivocally going to start, like way better and pay that type of money, because you're telling Lawson that he's paid his dues and he's produced and that he's a starting caliber player. What you've done is you've exactly threaded the needle for a guy who's productive and has tremendous upside and is young, so that when Jaheim Lawson matriculates out of here, that Merritt steps into that role. That's the goal. I love the fit for those reasons. What it signifies about Clemson's portal pursuits, that they had to swing a big stick to get this guy, and they understand the need for a premium talent at a premium position. And the second is, I think the fit on the depth chart is seamless and flawless. Your thoughts on that, Ben?
I agree with everything you just said. And he's a really good player. On the defensive side of the ball, Kwok, one more defensive tackle maybe? Is that what we're thinking?
One more defensive tackle. I'd be okay with another safety, maybe, because I just think when you look at the safety room, it is the saddest room. It is the emptiest room. You're looking at those guys and you're like, if you fill out a two deep with these names, I'm going to feel like we missed something. I think you also need a little help at nickel. I think another defensive tackle would probably be okay because to me, the next saddest room is the defensive tackle room, because basically what you have, not counting the portal guys, is you have Vic Burley makes a jump. Again, hope is not a strategy. Amari Adams gets healthy. I don't think it's a big leap to say that Amari Adams really should be starting at defensive tackle for Clemson next year. With the talent and what he's shown on the field so far, that to me is not that far of a jump if he's healthy and if the rehab process goes well for him. I would like to see maybe a similar type addition in the defensive tackle group to London Merritt, where, you know, I was joking with Brandon Rink of TigerNet leaving the arena last night. I said, you know, I really thought that we could put the portal away for like 3 hours. And then Clemson gets a portal commit from Brent Venables' defense, of all places, during the basketball game. So everybody covering the basketball game's got to take 15 minutes. You got to look up some Marcus Burton. You got to look up some Marcus Burton intel and some Marcus Burton information, and then you got to try to figure out that fit, or Marcus Strong. Excuse me, the Marcus Strong information, and so you got to figure out that fit. To me, you've got an Oklahoma reserve and a FCS defensive tackle that are coming in. I want a guy that I know is a starter that can be in that defensive tackle room in case things don't work out with Burley or Adams like we hope that they might. So I'm in agreement with – that's a lot of words to say. I'm in agreement with you on defensive tackle. I know people want the offense, but to me, there's still work to do just from a body standpoint on the defensive side.
It is just pretty nice to have news basically every day of this portal window. And, you know, we can hope that can continue. This is new. We're in
fun
virgin ground here in the upstate of South Carolina.
Texter says from the 864, if they get the JUCO defensive tackle visiting today, then I think everything else is gravy. Yeah, I think Paul Strela wrote this yesterday, that Clemson hasn't signed a junior college player since 2006, and they are on one right now from Iowa as a defensive tackle, double-digit tackles for loss last year, like a real wrecking ball type of player in there. And so, once again, you're just completely remaking the fabric of your room. And, you know, in a way that I think is incredibly fun if you're a fan, and maybe a little bit of a good problem to have if you're a coach, you're maybe overfilling a couple positions. Like at defensive tackle, just from a body standpoint, you know, you lose to Filing Green. You don't want to lose to Filing Green. To Filing Green is a big loss. I believe what I told Bengal John yesterday, that to Filing Green will be the best defensive tackle on the field when Clemson plays LSU next year. I still believe that. I would have believed that had he played for Clemson, and I believe it that he now that he is at LSU. But you still had 6 defensive tackles on scholarship, 5 returners and 1 signee. And so when you bring in Courtney Kelly and you bring in Marcus Burton, you now have 8 defensive tackles. And you have recruited, and I understand this is not a problem anywhere else, but for Clemson people, we need to understand, like, there are guys that Clemson brought in that they just recruited over big time. Some guys that may have just re-signed, that they just recruited over, big time. And so, there's still a week to add people. There's also still a week for people to jump in. Like, if you're one of these guys, like, and again, I don't know anything about these situations, so I'm just speculating here. If you're a Heaven Brown Shuler or a Makai Williams Lee, there's no guarantee that you just stick it out after all this. The Champ Thompson, is he in, is he out, whatever. Does Champ Thompson want to be DT5 next year, potentially, as a third-year player? I mean, maybe he does. Maybe he wants to compete, and maybe he feels like he's not going to be DT5. I don't know.
But, see, now you're in a position where, and I would love for him to stay. If he does go in the portal, you can find another DT5 out of the portal.
Correct. That's exactly right.
By noon tomorrow.
It's the same as what we talked about in basketball with Dell Jones. Would you love to have Dell Jones? Yes. Would I love to have these guys and see them develop and see the fruits of the labor? Yeah. But there is no loss that has to be a crippling loss when you have the resources that Clemson can put to bear. There is no position group where you're going to have to tie your hands behind your back because you don't have good enough players, particularly if you retain the guys you want to retain. Think about the safety room, for example. Khalil Barnes gets in the portal. I think we would agree that Clemson would have loved for Khalil Barnes to stay and be a starter. I'm not certain that Clemson has signed a safety better than Khalil Barnes, but I think it is a breath of fresh air for some of the stench of last year's safety room. I know fans feel it. I feel it personally. And I think Tom Allen might feel it, honestly, that you get a totally clean slate with really good, solid players. Even if they're a little worse than Barnes, is it that much worse for what you might have wanted to pay Khalil Barnes that you might have been able to save a little money? I don't know. I don't know what they're making. But you're getting a safety from Old Dominion and a safety from Southern Miss. That's not the same as a 30-year P4 type player. And can you get – I mean, I heard Paul Strelo and Mickey this morning, and I'm totally in agreement with him on this. When he talked about Jerome Carter II is more of a, like, roving, like, free safety type that plays a little better in space, and Myrick's down in the box. So not only are you getting pieces that help – now you're getting complementary pieces. So if Carter and Myrick are in the fold, they can start alongside each other. You're still going after the Memphis safety. If he comes in the fold, now you've got a guy that also can play down in the box a little bit. Now you've got your nickel situation. So now instead of Corey and Gibson playing 50 or having to play 50 snaps next year, now you have a legitimate competition where those reps are split or you have some injury insurance there. I think what Tom Allen's done, again, this is not haphazard. And I give a lot of credit to Kevin Kelly and a lot of credit to some of the people who are responsible for making sure that they're not just getting, like, you know, dropping bags and accumulating rival stars and all this stuff, but they're actually getting pieces that fit and work together and do what the defense needs somebody to be doing. That's why I like this. You've got Burton, who's over 300 pounds. You've got Kelly that's a little bit of a twitchy defensive tackle. Again, you're talking about complementary pieces where if they started alongside each other, you could see them bringing different things to the table. I just like that. I think that's a recipe for success. It shows that there's a plan. I saw somebody, I think it was a random, I apologize if you're a listener and you said this, but it ended up on my feed and I thought it was a good point, that this is not Clemson like dabbling in the portal or trying some things out. This is like a surgical, incisive plan that's being executed in the portal to be able to craft a legitimate, particular kind of defense. That's what I love about these acquisitions. And Lennon Merritt from Colorado, freshman All-American, is the latest piece there. Scott in Greenville, we'll come to you on the other side. I know Scott wants to chat. Ben held the phone very far away from his ear when Scott was on. So we'll get to Scott on the other side. Hour one continues right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Here's a longevity hack you'll actually enjoy. Bouldering. It builds real-world strength, especially grip strength. which has been linked in British Medical Journal research to improve longevity. And the head game, a 2025 German study found that bouldering improves cognitive abilities such as concentration, focus, and problem-solving abilities, while also lowering depression and anxiety. Come try out our intro class or first-time special, Block Haven, Greenville's bouldering gym for body, brain, and community. Learn more at blockhaven.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your Clemson Daily Update, presented by BASF. Hey, Tiger fans, want to join another winning team? Join the hundreds of BASF employees creating team chemistry every day at BASF in Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF and Seneca, we create chemistry. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our Clemson women's basketball team will be springing back into action tonight in Little John Coliseum. They'll take on the Wolfpack of NC State. Tip-off time is slated for 8 o'clock tonight. So Clemson and NC State have met now 94 times on the hardwood, so tonight's game will be the 95th meeting. NC State does lead the all-time series 64-30. Last time that these two clubs met was back on December the 29th of 2024, and the Wolfpack won by 4 points over our Clemson Tigers, 83-79. Now, Clemson is led by the scoring duo of junior guard forward Ruzne Agustineda, who's averaging 12.2 points per game, and senior guard Mia Moore, who is averaging 11.7 points per game. Agustineda is averaging 2.8 made three-pointers per contest. That's second in the ACC. She's made 45 threes so far this season. That ranks 12th nationally. Moore has a team best 5.5 assists per game. That is third in the ACC and also is getting 1.6 steals per contest. Moore, by the way, is just 13 points away from surpassing 1,000 points in her career. Hopefully she'll be able to do that tonight. We wish him luck. As always, go Tigers.
Guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend, January 10th and 11th in Pickens at the Market at the Mill Event Center. Buy, sell, and trade. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Guns, knives, ammo. Bring your guns. Tell your friends it's a Great American Gun Show this weekend in Pickens.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. William Plugabush, Ben Milstead with you. I want to thank personally, I want to thank R.J. Godfrey for his big second half last night. And I also want to thank Clemson's defense for making sure that Jerron Pierre was lower than 19.5 points, rebounds, and assists, though it did get hairy at the end because of free throws. Thanks to Underdog, I was able to cash in on that last night. Underdog is the best place to play daily fantasy. I played a bunch of NBA last night. Mixed bag on the NBA front last night, but a good night because I enjoyed it very much. I've got a couple of boosts I can use in my account right now with all the fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and all the big-time action in the NBA and college hoops. Playing on Underdog is easy. You're just picking whether your favorite player is going higher or lower on your favorite stats. It could be a hefty payday if you're good at it. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Consumer with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Let's go to Scott in Greenville, who's up with us next, and patiently waited through the break. What's up, Scott? Oh, go ahead, Ben.
We'll get Scott. Go ahead.
Okay. What's up, Scott?
Hey, you got me involved with Underdog, so you got to take the responsibility of what I lose. I need some help here, Qualk. Send me some cash back.
I will take responsibility, not blame. How about that?
I hear you. Hey, I told Ben when he answered the phone, let's go. I'm excited. We're not on the Roy bus anymore. We're on the Tom bus. Let's jump on it, and let's ride this defense out. You know, that goes back to that old saying, defense wins championship. Ball games or offense sells tickets. And these are strategized picks, I think. I don't think this has been 1 year in the making. I think they've been working on this. And the only thing to me as a Clemson fan scarier than Dabo Swinney not using the portal is Dabo Swinney using the portal. Because once that man figures this thing out, look out.
Yeah, I mean, look, I believe what I said on this, that Clemson was the only school in Clemson's weight class of college sports that was wearing every single bad decision. They were wearing it for years and years and years and years and asking the assistant coaches to make chicken salad out of that. And nobody else was asking their coaches to do that. Nobody else. And this is the first time that I feel like Clemson is allowing coaches to redo or undo some of the things that they got wrong, whether it was evaluation, acquisition, or development. It doesn't matter. At some point in that line, things got off with one or more of these players at one or more of these positions, and so you need players that you're able to have an easier time with. And thank goodness that Tom Allen's been given some leash here and that the program's got enough money to be able to get this thing done.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about this, man. The only time I've been more excited about sports is when I'd be attending Daniel High School basketball games and Coach Manis would look down the bench and say, go get them, Quark. And I'd just jump out of the seats, man.
Oh, man, you and my mom. You and my mom.
There you go.
That's great.
There we go. Hey, let's see what else we got. We need some help on the offense. Let's get some O-line in here, maybe a running back. But let's keep this thing rolling. We got a few more days left to see what we get. Enjoying every minute of it. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks very much, Scott. Appreciate the phone call. It is fun, I think, for everybody right now.
It is. And, you know, Scott might be on to something when Dabo Swinney has figured things out and gone all in, like he likes to say. He's done really well. I don't know that he's all in just yet. And you know what I'm talking about with a few positions. But this is a great, great step in the right direction. And we were sort of workshopping a thought yesterday, Quark, about Swinney and the portal. And see if we can just kind of flesh that out. There is the Dabo Swinney way. Always has been. People know what I'm talking about around here. It's relational. It is, if I can get you on campus, I can sell you, and I can keep you. He's done that with coaches. Done that with players in the past. Could the Dabo Swinney way, when we've all thought that this may be the downfall of Dabo Swinney, still may be. I mean, but
no guarantees.
No guarantees. Just a thought. Could that actually work in your advantage with the transfer portal? Again, he's not doing anything right now that every other school's not doing. I mean, he hadn't separated himself yet. And that's my point, yet. Because here's where I'm coming from. For a school that was penciled in by just about every major news outlet to be in the national championship game this year, who has fired two coaches, who has gotten quite a bit of bad press, I mean, let's be honest, who just lost a bowl game, who has had a lot of uncertainty, who's had stories written about how they died, you know, several years ago and they're on the decline. They only lost 9 players to the portal, right? 9?
9 so far, yeah.
And as we talked about these numbers yesterday, that's actually really, really good. That's better than some of the teams in the college football playoff right now.
Yet 9, I'm trying to see who has lost fewer than 9.
And
keep going. Indiana's only, like, the playoff teams have lost a handful, but, like, there, you could probably count on one hand the teams who have lost single digits of players that are done with their seasons.
Yeah, it's just, if you looked at Clemson's season and where you think they are right now, it would be very fair to assume that they would lose 20 players easily and have trouble replacing them. Texas has lost 20. Penn State, I mean, it's hard to find a comp for Clemson because, like, Penn State fired their coach. They've lost 43.
Right.
Notre Dame's lost 15 players.
15 players? Holy cow.
I think they've replaced zero. Really? Alabama's lost 18. I mean, those are four programs who had much better seasons than you did, Penn State aside, but they did beat you in the bowl game. You know, you see where I'm coming from?
Yes.
The retention is still there, even though you've lost nine players, and we're not used to this, so we feel like that's terrible. But actually, that is so much better than the norm right now in college football that perhaps this relational part of Dabo Swinney, the things that he emphasizes internally, perhaps those are going to continue to pay dividends for you, and we just don't know it yet.
You know, you brought this up, and I just think it's a great point to think about, the possibilities here. By the way, to your point, Oregon, who is playing in the college football playoff, has lost 14 players, including a contributor that had their largest run in the Texas Tech game, is in the portal during the playoff.
And listen, when we say that, we're not bashing those teams. There's nothing wrong with those teams and those programs. But if Oregon has 14 in the portal and you feel horrible about nine going in the portal, then something's out of whack here.
Yes.
Because you would conventional wisdom would say there's many more reasons to leave Clemson than to leave Oregon. Oregon is a school that we feel like has as much money as they would ever want to spend, and Clemson, who is tight and not going to spend it on anybody, and that's just not the reality. That's not what we're seeing. That's not what these numbers right now are telling us.
Here's a perspective. This is a Gamecock fan who texts us, who says, from the 864, player retention in the portal era has more to do with playing time or money than loyalty. I mean, I disagree with that. In some cases, yeah, it might. But I do think there are players who stay at Clemson because that know they're not going to play, that know that there are people getting less money than they might be able to get more money at a group of five program where they're going to play a little bit more, and they stick around. I believe exactly what you're saying, that Clemson's model is a differential model still, as long as the levers are being pulled correctly.
But see, even that's contradictory, because you say that people are staying for playing time or money, but it's not. Playing time is not why people have stayed. The ones that have left, I mean, it's been a mixed bag, and none of us really know the dollar figures. But when has anybody accused Clemson of overpaying players to stay?
It.
I mean, that's contradictory to what the rest of college football believes about Clemson University.
Also, there are players who have left Clemson that would have had playing time. And would have had plenty of money. Stephylin Green left because of money, but not playing time. Khalil Barnes likely left because he wanted to win a championship. Georgia's closer to a championship. And might have felt like his entire position group is getting overhauled, so maybe he wanted to get the heck out of it. I don't know. I think there are lots of reasons. I think to be that, to pigeonhole people like that is missing it. I really do. Here's what I'd say about Clemson, though. As long as Clemson is willing to do what it takes within reason, okay? Don't hear what I'm not saying. As long as Clemson is willing to do what it takes within reason, within the confines of rules, and even within some gray area stuff that everybody's taking advantage of that nobody's going to tell you not to do, as long as Clemson is willing to do that to get people in the door that can provide for everybody a collective, holistic, positive experience that includes graduating and winning. It can be done because Clemson's done it in the past. The issue has been that Clemson was not willing to pull all the levers. And the acquisition and the evaluation acquisition development process was broken in some position groups. Clear as day. Somewhere along the line, it doesn't really matter whose fault it is at this point. It just is what it is. The defensive tackle, evaluation, acquisition, development got broken. The defensive end, evaluation, acquisition, development got broken. The safety, evaluation, acquisition, development got broken. At one point, the receiver room was like that. At one point, the offensive line room was like that. And when all of that stuff happens and you're not willing to duct tape, super glue, put it all together like everybody else that's had those issues, then you're going to lose.
And listen, do not hear what I'm not saying, because we do not have near enough of a large enough sample size to draw any kind of conclusion. And I am not drawing a conclusion on this yet. I'm just throwing it out there that it is what I'm saying is a possibility. Your texture talk says, imagine if Dabo masters this like he did the old era of college football. People better watch out. That is my point. But the big word there is if he masters this, think about how his different philosophy from most schools in high school recruiting back in the day. I am only bringing in a select few. If you get an offer from Clemson, it means we want you. We are not pulling the Tennessee Volunteer method, and we send out 100 offers. We're only offering people that we want, and when you get an offer from us, we have a spot for you, and we want you. It feels right now like they're doing that in the transfer portal, does it not?
Yes, it does.
And again, I don't know what this means long term, but it may mean that if he, exactly what the texter said, if he figures this out and masters it, look out.
I'm 100% with you on that. Let me tell you about One Tom Plumber. Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Tom Plumber. I told the story about I called One Tom Plumber and they said, you know what, with your specific issue, we'd only be able to fix half your problem. Here's somebody who can fix all of it, and actually gave a recommendation and got us on the books with another company. That is unprecedented service. That was far beyond what I would have expected with One Tom Plumber, the particular issue that we had at my house. They go above and beyond with the Pink Plunger logo, 24-hour same-day service for those plumbing emergencies. They picked up the phone on a weekend, on a Saturday for us. That's incredible. And they got plumbers that can do your job. Clemson grads owned and operated. Call the plumber whose name is his number. That's One Tom Plumber. Hour one is done. Hour two, football and hoops after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It was just a few years back that I was trying to understand why my body wasn't cooperating. Then my great friends at PhD Weight Loss helped me to realize that it's not my fault. Losing weight is getting harder and harder. I was eating better, I was moving more, but my body just wasn't responding the way it used to. That's not willpower, that's metabolism. For many people just like me, years of dieting quietly slows the metabolic system down, so the harder I tried, the less progress I was making. But at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just the calories. If you want to better understand why your body isn't cooperating, call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock this great New Year's special. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked.